1.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
What were you thinking?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour number two. Zach Orr and Mickey Pollard. Hey, Mr. Orr 24, you know how to get me in a good mood, man. Give me a little Traveling Wilburys. Certainly liking that where all that's headed. Let me give a couple things here in this segment. First, tell you about Engineer Sleep and engineersleep.com and what they do. The bed I'm in right now, all right, we're on vacation, and you know this. You're about to go on a bunch of vacations, right, Mr. Orr 24, aren't you? What's your summer schedule, man? You're going to New Jersey for a while.
I'm going to take
get a little bachelor
honeymoon.
Party.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a honeymoon coming up. Where are you staying over in Spartanburg? Are you staying over there for a night beforehand or
yeah,
after?
Yeah, we're not
going to
be
stuff?
Putting that over the airwaves, but thanks.
But the point is, you're not going to be sleeping in your own bed.
Not as much as I'd like.
All right. When I go somewhere else, you know what? You got good beds, bad beds, whatever. It just makes me appreciate what I have at home. And I will tell you this. I've slept in a bunch of different beds. It doesn't sound right, does it? I've slept in a bunch of different beds. I've slept in a bunch of, bunch of beds.
Were you
recently.
Just talking to your father-in-law? Goodness gracious, man.
I know. None is like my bed at my house. None. In hindsight, getting an engineered sleep bed is the best thing that we've done. And we love it, and it's not at full retail because it's sold right out of their own warehouses. Go get a bed made for you. Go get a bed that you can watch them make right there in front of your own very eyes and find out why they're the best in the business. Go test them out at Engineer Sleep and engineersleep.com. NBA Finals last night, Warriors win 106-105, scoring 9 of the last 11 points of the game. And despite Kevin Durant hurting his calf/Achilles now and got to be done for the rest of the series, you would think. But the Warriors, true Warriors, and winning on the road. And Zach, I watched the first quarter at least of the game last night. That was a very impressive environment last night. And Toronto, if Golden State comes back to win the series, Toronto will look back for years about having a lead with a couple minutes to go in the game and blowing that lead and not winning their first NBA title. But now game six back in California, we'll see. But they'll have to do it without. It looks like they have to do it without Kevin Durant. I think that's done there. Joey Logano wins at Michigan yesterday. Auburn beats North Carolina 14-7. Arkansas beats Ole Miss 14-1. In this hour, Mr. Orr 24, we're going to go over. Well, I'm going to put you in the shoes of a North Carolina fan yesterday, as they gave up 13 runs in the first inning. You heard me right, 13. First inning runs. They walked the first four batters. They pitched, I believe, five pitchers in the first inning alone. And I want to put you in the shoes of a North Carolina fan, and I want you to give me a running inner monologue of what's going on in your head if you're a North Carolina fan. We'll do that a little bit later on. All right, we're talking about Clemson basketball and this news that we found out last night that Tevin Mack is going to be a Clemson Tiger. This is the way of the that basketball has gone, and Clemson gets four transfers now in the offseason. Zach, do you remember just a few short weeks ago where we didn't know if Clemson would have enough guys to play 5-on-5 with an inter-squad scrimmage?
Is that right?
Now, I think I'm right by saying this, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Now there's 11 guys on scholarship, 12 guys on scholarship. Because these four transfers in. Now, we know that Nick Honor will not be eligible. Let me go ahead and give you his first. Nick Honor, of all the guys out there, he had the most impressive stats. Nick Honor was a freshman last year at Fordham. He is a 5'10". He'll be a sophomore. He'll have sit out this year, and then he'll be a sophomore. But last year at Fordham, in 32 minutes a game, or 36 minutes a game, I should say. Shot 37% from the field, 33% from three, 82% from the free throw line, had 2.4 rebounds, 3.0 assists. Nick Honor, as a true freshman this past year at Fordham, averaged 15.3 points a game. I know it's Fordham, and I know it's not the highest level of basketball, but 15 points a game. Now, Kayvon Moore is a 6'7", 215-pounder, originally from Georgia, that signed with Texas Tech, and he didn't play. He was hurt this past year at Texas Tech, and he didn't play. We don't know if he's going to be eligible or not. He is petitioning the NCAA for initial eligibility or for media eligibility. We'll see how that case turns out. He's a swing player, again, at 6'7", more athletic than, say, Sims, more of an offensive player than, say, Sims, more of a wing player than, say, Sims, but still play that 3 and 4 in their system. Curran Scott is eligible immediately. Curran Scott is a guy that played at Tulsa, originally played at Charlotte, and then played at Tulsa. In his 3 years so far, in his first year, he's played in 32 games, 31 games, and 33 games, and he's averaged about 25 minutes a game for two of the seasons, 15 minutes a game for another season. Shot 40% from the field, 45% from as a freshman, and a guy who shot a very high percentage from 3 points. As a freshman, shot 44% from three, 35%, and then 39% from three. Very good free throw shooter as well. A guy that shot 83, 84, and 77% from the free throw line. Gives a couple of rebounds a game as well. In his first year at Charlotte, averaged 10.5 points a game. In the last couple of years, 5.9, and at Tulsa, 8.9 points per game. And so that's an awful lot of experience. A 6'4 guy. He's going to be a senior. It's a graduate transfer. You just get him for 1 year. And the most talented, you might say Kayvon Moore is the most talented. We'll see as his career progresses. But right now we think at least the best combination of talent and experience, Tevin Mack, who played his first 2 years. Actually, if you think about this now, Tevin Mack committed to Virginia Commonwealth. When Shaka Smart left, he signed with Texas. He played Mr. War 24 2 years with Texas, then transferred to Alabama, played a year at Alabama, and will now be at Clemson. You know, you take five official visits, you don't know if you sign with five different schools. Virginia Commonwealth, Texas, Alabama, and Clemson. In his first couple of years at Texas, as a freshman in 33 games, averaged 5.1 points per game. In his sophomore year, now he got hurt and only played in 15 games. No, that was the transfer thing. No, hurt because of 15 games. But he averaged 14.8 points a game at Texas. Transferred into Alabama and averaged 9 points a game. And now comes to Clemson this year. He was a guy that was thinking about maybe going pro early, but didn't. 6'6" and 225 pounds, originally from Columbia. He's going to be a Clemson Tiger. It's a graduate transfer deal here. So, of the Bear's not going to be eligible, or Bear's not going to be healthy enough. He's eligible but not healthy, so he won't play. But this is an all-newcomer deal. If you look at it on paper, I think the storylines are this right now. With Nick Honor sitting out at point guard, it comes down to Dawes, the freshman from New Jersey, and Clyde Trapp at the point guard. In that 2-3 with Newman, Newman last year played in 34 games, actually started a game and averaged 2 points a game. Hunter Tyson averaged 1.6 a game. I played in 31 games, but didn't start any games. But Hunter Tyson averaged 1.6. And then you add newcomers, the freshman Hunter, a guard who was highly thought of. Scott, we talked about Curran Scott, the Tulsa and Charlotte transfer. Tevin Mack now, the Texas and Alabama transfer. So in his wing players, he had very little experience, now get experience there. And in the post, in this coming year, if Moore can be eligible, you get Amir Sims, Trey Jameson, and then Moore. Sims last year started 34 games, all 34 games for the Tigers, and averaged 8.1 points a game. Was pretty doggone inconsistent, though, last year. And went through spells of great play and spells where he didn't do a whole lot, but he will be counted on as a senior leader or junior leader in his program. Trey Jameson last year played in 20 games. He averaged about 3.6 minutes a game, averaged 0.4 points a game. But with the 150 games of Tevin Mack and Curran Scott, and not just the experience these guys give you, but Moore is 6'7", Mack is 6'6", and Scott is 6'4", all those perimeter guys. As we mentioned in the last hour, Clemson basketball won't be big in the post, but if you can stroll out there 6'7", 6'6", in your wing positions and 6'4", as one of your guards, you get a lot bigger. And Clyde Trapp is a tall point guard. You get a lot bigger out on the perimeter, and that's kind of giving Clemson fits at times, defensively at least in the last couple of years. So my point, Mr. 24, are you more excited now with the influx or injection of four different and the two newcomers, by the way, in Dawes and Hunter?
Mm-hmm.
You got a bunch of new bodies out there. You're going to need, I'll tell you what, go to the exhibition game because you're going to see a ton of new faces and new numbers, and you'll need a program when you go to Clemson basketball in the first part of next year.
I guess we're just going to have to go over to Italy and watch them play this summer. Is that what you're saying to me?
I would say in Italiano, but I don't know how to speak Italian. I don't know what I'm saying there.
Yeah, there's a lot of new programs, a lot of fresh bodies, and it's exciting to have an influx of, I guess we'll call it talent, right? These guys are decent players. I don't know how to approach this, to be completely honest with you, because the latest one with Mac yesterday, everything I've heard about him isn't necessarily the most positive thing in the world. He had behavior problems at Texas, and then he went to Alabama, and Alabama, he had 9 points a game under Avery Johnson, who seems to know a little bit about coaching basketball. Can Clemson and their staff here get more out of him than Avery Johnson and his staff at Alabama could?
Well, I mean, Shaka Smart's a great coach as well. He averaged 14.8 points a game in his sophomore year there. I don't know what happened in Texas. I don't know what happened all those other places. I am skeptical that a guy would be at his, well, he didn't play at Virginia Commonwealth, but his fourth school in 5 years. But that's the culture we're in basketball right now. But the main thing is I don't think Clemson is good enough to turn down players like Tevin Mack, and he could have gone to a lot of other places. I think talent-wise, Mack is a talent. I think Moore is a talent. I think Scott is not all the athletic of a guy from what I understand, but a guy who can shoot the basketball. And so those three guys next year, what else would you have had? I mean, there are times where I think Newman has a chance, and you'll make a big jump from freshman to sophomore year, but I have a lot of questions about Newman still. And I think Hunter Tyson has a chance, and he showed some signs last year, but I still have a lot of questions about Hunter Tyson. And I like Jameson's body, but I still, what we've seen inexperience-wise, I've got a lot of questions about Trey Jameson. And I like Clyde Trapp at times. I thought he was very close to having a breakout season last year. But there's times where I still have a lot of questions about Clyde Trapp. And the two freshmen, I hear great things about Dawes and Hunter. But still, you got to question all that. So size and experience with Max Scott and Moore – or hopefully more being eligible. This roster looks different to me, and I'm a lot more excited about Clemson basketball now than I was 3 weeks ago.
It sounds like you have some optimism around the program right now.
Yes, I do.
Whoa.
Yes, I do.
Buddy, welcome back.
I think that Mack is a fringe NBA player. I think that Moore is a fringe NBA player, or potentially, I don't know. It depends on what they do. But yeah, I'm definitely excited about that. Now, I still think it's hard. If you're a basketball fan, there's so much turnover. I mean, at the highest levels, Duke and Kansas and North Carolina and the highest teams out here now, man, it's like, goodness gracious, the one and done's, like, how can you be excited about it? The guy's just there and he's gone a semester later. And at Clemson's level, having to take these graduate transfers – and by losing some, and let's not forget that a lot of these guys, the reason we got so many spaces available is you lost some of these transfers. It's not easy being a basketball fan, and it's not easy being a Clemson basketball fan. But at least now, I'd say this, buddy. I'd say that in who they lost transfer wise, not graduate. I'm not talking about Reed and Mitchell and Thomas, but who they lost transfer wise, who they gained transfer wise. It is a net gain for Clemson. I mean, Max Scott and Moore are more talented than the guys that they lost via transfer. But my point there, though, is that it's just so hard keeping up with it, man. I'll be honest with you. If I saw Tevin Mack, Curran Scott, and Kayvon Moore walking down the street in downtown Clemson, I'm not sure I'd recognize them, except for the 6'7", 6'6". So you can see, man, as a basketball fan, like, who? When I see Trevor Lawrence, I know who he is. When I see Tevin Mack, I don't know who that is. He's gonna be here for a couple of weeks. You know, he's here for a cup of coffee. It makes it tough. You know what I'm saying? It's tough to be a basketball fan.
It's also kind of exciting in the offseason, though, right? To see what kind of players are going to move. It's a free agency of sorts, and I think it's fun for fans to follow.
Meredith and I have single friends. Y'all still have single friends, or now that y'all get married, y'all all hang out with married friends?
No, we have single friends, Mickey.
So with single friends, though, it's interesting, like, they'll bring over a new boyfriend or girlfriend. It's like, it's like a little running joke. It's like, I wonder what this one's going to be like. You know?
Well, not everybody has the marital bliss that you enjoy on a day-to-day basis.
What I'm saying is, you never know. You never know. We're going out to dinner, we're going to have people over, whatever. And like, well, wonder what this guy's going to be like. And I hope I don't call him the wrong name. And I've come close to doing that in the past.
I mean, yeah, what is she going to bring over? A preacher, a bartender, a producer? What are they going to bring? It's going to be crazy.
Ouch. We don't know. We don't know. What part of the country they're from? We got one friend's like, well, we're going all over the country, man, to do this. But the point is that you don't know what you're getting. And, yeah, it's exciting. I like that consistency, too, though. It's tough to do. It's really tough to do. Mr. Ward 24. We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to put you... You know how you say it's easy to be an actor?
You say that.
Yeah, you know how I say it's easy to be an actor?
Yeah.
We're going to find out. I want to put you in the role of a North Carolina baseball fan and see what you would be going through yesterday in Chapel Hill. If you've not seen it, the Tar Heels had the nightmare of all nightmares yesterday. And we'll talk about it when we come back. Short break, much more. Hey, call my friends over at Katichi for Father's Day. This is awesome. At Father's Day right now in Katichi, they've got so many awesome offers. Right now, buy a round of golf for your father for just $40 plus tax. Get a Father's Day pass, 5 rounds of golf for just $200. Get a Father's Day stay and play special. You can have one night in the suites and a round of golf for only $165. That's about $90 off. They have fly fishing lessons right now. $100 for two lessons. Each lesson is an hour and a half, and equipment is provided for you. And you can get golf lessons at the David Ledbetter Golf Academy at Katichi with Jeff Gotham, noted golf professional. There are three lessons right now for $195. That's a big savings for what's normally charged. Father's Day at Katichi, Katechee.com. We'll come back much more on the other side right after this.
This is the football in which you actually use the foot, in which you wear shorts instead of padding. This is the football we call soccer. And when the Greenville Triumph play at Legacy Field, you'll understand why it's the world's game. Tickets now on sale.
Summer's all about going places. So when you stop at Spink's for fuel and cold drinks, grab summer's favorite fried chicken too. Make more time for fun. Make Spink's your summer go-to. Right now, our 12-piece chicken meal is just $12.
Spink's, making life easier.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
With enough muscle for the most demanding lawn mowing situations, the Husqvarna lawnmowers are the superior choice. They're the new standard in professional mowing, offering limitless cutting with their Husqvarna MZ zero-turn mowers. Easy Lawn and Garden could sell just about any mower. However, they've chosen the Husqvarna family of mowers and Husqvarna landscaping products because they know they get the job done. See for yourself what the pros are saying about Husqvarna on their website. Then see the pros at Easy Lawn and Garden and discover what the Husqvarna zero-turn mower experience is all about. There's no job too tough to tackle for Husqvarna zero-turn mower. From the Husqvarna MZT52 up to the Husqvarna Z572X, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, Easy Lawn and Garden, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have: low prices every day on every gallon of high quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
The Health Dare is reversing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and IBS. And it's so easy. You can have carbs, fruit, bread, even fast food. I know, it sounds too good to be true, but it works. And if it doesn't, they'll give your money back. Francis lost 100 pounds and Huck has ditched his CPAP machine. You're probably skeptical, so they'll give you a free consultation and you can decide for yourself. Right now, it's buy one program, get one half off. Go to iDareGreenville.com. That's iDareGreenville.com. I dare you.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Hit in the backfield, fumbles the ball, and it's scooped up. Pitney comes away with it. I think he caused the fumble, and he also picks it up.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. Cabinets, 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 cabinets. Part of their installed services that they have there. Wes is a Virginia Tech guy. He's a hokey high VPI. But to tell you more than anything else, he's the Michelangelo of cabinets in our washing, laundry room, mud room, in our kitchen, in our bathrooms and in our walk-in closets. We love what Wes was able to do. I've had zero issues. All the cabinets, everything. We have extra cabinet space. People love our cabinets. He was awesome. Everything fit perfectly. All the hardware that went into it was awesome. Custom designed. You're going to absolutely love it. It is our great friends over at Harbin Lumber. For more about custom designs, I'd love to have some either in our home entertainment center area or out in a garage maybe. Wes can do it for you. If you want custom made cabinets, the best of the business, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. I texted my good friend Russ, who I know hates the University of North Carolina, for this segment. Zach Orr, can you please play me Tommy Tarheel? I'm going to put you in a role here, okay? You have seats right behind home plate. You're a longtime Tar Heel supporter. You've got your powder blue, Smurf blue hat on. You're a jersey guy, so you got your baseball jersey on. you got your popcorn, you've got your Coke, the big, huge Coke, the big bucket of popcorn, some Skittles, and some Dippin' Dots. And you sit down for the game. Game three, hosting, you're coming off of a big win against Auburn, and the winner goes to Omaha. I've set the scene for you, okay? Can you do this for me? Can you be the actor, Tommy Tarheel?
I am happy to put myself into the role.
Okay, here we go. I need from you the inner monologue that goes on in your head after every one of these bats, all right? Top of the first inning. You're going with Lance Lotte is your pitcher. Ready? Lance Lotte's on the mound. Got the warm-ups. Y'all excited. Saying national anthem. Get all into it. Got the Tar Heel alma mater up
feeling
there.
Feeling star-spangled awesome. Let's go. Can't wait.
You're a Tar Heel born, a Tar Heel bred. When you die, you're a Tar Heel dead.
Sure.
All right. Ready? Here we go. You excited about the game?
Absolutely.
Game three. Thinking about going to Omaha. Starting out. Ball, strike, ball. You end up walking the first guy. That's okay. No harm done.
All right. 3-1. Here we go, Lance. Let's go.
All right, but he walks the first guy.
That's all right.
The second guy, Bliss, comes up. Four straight balls. Runners to first and second.
Don't say much there. You think to yourself, Joey Lance, come on, buddy.
Davis comes up. 3-2 count, ball, walks the third batter.
I'm giving it to the ump there. That's the ump's fault. That ball was a strike.
It's still pretty optimistic.
Absolutely.
So pretty good at things?
Hey, things start poorly sometimes. It's all right.
Base is loaded. Williams comes up. Base is loaded, nobody up. 3-1 count, you walk in and run.
Oh, no. That's not how you want to start.
1-0.
Okay, all right. We're all right.
Lance Lotte out. You pull Lance Lotte. You pull Lance Lotte. He's thrown three strikes to four batters. He's gone.
I mean, you got to let him work a little bit. Goodness gracious.
Four strikes, four batters. So he's gone. 1-0, though. You're okay. You bring in Alio. Alio.
He's had a dynamite year.
He gets the next by swinging. He gets the first guy out. Everything's great. 1-0, bases loaded. You might be able to get out and say, hey, bud, turn yourself a double play, right? You're pretty good shape, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next batter, RBI single. No, two RBIs. Singles to right field, 2-run score.
That's not his fault. That's it's old Lance Lotte still, so I'm not upset. We're fine.
3-0.
Mm-hmm.
Next batter, single down the line, a bunt single down the line, another RBI.
Play defense. I'm getting upset with the third baseman.
4-0. Scheffler comes up, and he flies out to right field.
All right, we're going to get out of this. It's okay.
Two outs, and it's only 4-0 right now.
You can come back from this.
Howell comes up, singles to the right side, RBI. 5-0.
I am finishing my Dippin' Dots at this point in time.
Alio's out. You bring in Butler.
Third pitcher of the inning.
Yep.
Okay.
He faces Ward. Runners on first and second. Homer to right field, three-run home run.
These Skittles have been opened.
8-0. But good news is the bases are cleared. Bliss comes back up again. Single at the middle.
Oh, they batted
around.
Runner
on first. Davis comes up again, single to left field. Williams reaches on a fielding error. Second baseman, routine fly ball, drops it. First and second. Worley comes up single to right field, RBI, 9-0. Julian comes up single to the left side, RBI, 10-0.
You're laughing at it at that point, right? You're sitting down laughing to yourself of how ridiculous this is.
Sandy comes in to pitch. Hollins walked. Scheffler comes up, lines a single to the left side, two more RBIs, 12-0.
it's got to be over now, right? There's no way it gets worse. We're still in the first.
Next guy up, single. No, 13-0.
The bucket of popcorn is over my head now. I'm wearing it like a brown paper bag.
But you're getting a rundown, and you get the guy out at third base with your bucket up upside down to end the top of the first. Auburn, 13 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, 1 left on base.
How many runs do they have with 2 outs? 9?
It was 4-0 when you got the second out. They got 9 runs with 2 outs. They only left one as 4-14, 3 outs is 17. They almost batted around twice in the inning, though. 13-0.
What was the final score?
Here's the 14-7 was the final.
Wow, what a comeback.
Here's my question to you. If you're Tommy Tar Heel, at what point in time do you leave the game?
13.
You make it past the bottom of the first?
I make it past the bottom of the first. I probably see, because, you know, I came all the way out. It was a whole thing. I had to drive from my development, my community, drive on down, park, get in there, buy all my snacks. I'm at least staying for 3 innings.
My buddy, who hates North Carolina, said, "I'm disappointed Auburn only scored 1 run after the first inning. He wanted more." At what point in time do you cancel your flight to Omaha?
Well, you're doing that in the seat when it's about 11 or 12 nothing.
Can you imagine, like, all right, boys, this is it. We're going back to Omaha. Got all the momentum in the world. Put up a 13 spot in the top of the first. Man, we had guys do better in real classes at North Carolina than those 4 pitchers did in the very first inning.
There it is.
We had 5 pitchers in the very first inning. I've never seen 13-0 first inning before. Remember I told
you
about...
How long are you staying?
I've done this before, by the way. Let me say this. I have peeled off a Clemson baseball sticker from the back of my car after a big loss.
That seems like a little much.
Not after a couple of years losing the Gamecocks in Omaha, no. you think the guy goes and takes his North Carolina bumper sticker off his car?
No.
What were the sales like in the, you know, in the areas where you can buy, like, Tar Heel baseball shirts, you know, the souvenirs, the gear section? What were the sales like for the, you know, when you host the NCAA tournament, like, you have NCAA tournament gear, right? North Carolina baseball, super regional, you get, like, gear there, right? When it's 13-0, how many more T-shirts and hats do they sell for the North Carolina regional?
The real question is, what were the sales like at the local bars and liquor store after that game?
13-0, top of the first. Single, single, walk, single, single. It was a 3-run home run. The crazy part of the whole thing was, of the 9 hits, there were 8 singles. Now, there's a bunch of walks in there, too. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 walks. 9 hits. An error. You know, it's crazy. They only left 1 on base. had it not gotten a rundown, who knows how many more they would have scored. Can you imagine walking by the dugout? You're the guy that got in rundown because you ran a base. Like, you're the rally killer. You got 13, and you gave up the biggest one.
There's nothing better than these fans on the text line, right? For all the hard work these young men put in, a real fan would stay for the loss. Goes for all those Tiger football, quote-unquote, fans, too.
No.
Get out of my face, pal. Get out of my face. I paid the money.
13-0.
I can decide what to do with my seat. Get out of my face.
Yeah, not 13-0, bro.
13-0 in baseball?
Top of first. Hey, look, it's not like this.
They scored 9 runs with 2 outs, clown.
Listen, it's not like this. It's not like they scored 4 in the first, 3 in the second, 6 in the third. You know?
No, it's not like that. They put up almost a they put up
13.
They missed the extra point in the first inning.
Hey, and by the way, too, they were the visiting team. North Carolina's leadoff batter in the game came up trailing by 13. I've never seen it before, man. Never seen it before.
What is the dugout feeling like? What is the general mood in the dugout at that point?
What's the sixth pitcher who's warming up down in the bullpen? What's going through his mind?
He was on his fourth Gatorade in the bullpen down there for a little while ago. And, you know, a couple bags of seeds, and all of a sudden he's getting up and getting loose. He's sloshing around out to the mound there. It's tough. It's a tough look.
You know, the most of those, I'm looking at what the counts were through a lot of these. And he had a couple of 0-2 counts in there where they got singles on 0-2 too. I don't know, man. That's just that's harsh. I'm not sure if I've ever seen it before. And I know, like, from year to year, you rebound through some of that. But that's one of those losses that when Mike Fox, the coach at North Carolina, he's not in the hot seat at all. But that's one of those losses that when you look back on years from now and go, oh, my God, remember we lost it. What was Clemson losing to Oregon? It was 18-0 a couple of years ago. It was one of those just like, oh, 18-1 or whatever it was. 13-0 top of the first. About as demoralizing as it gets. And North Carolina eliminated. We have the College World Series coming up this weekend. And I am pretty excited about this. If the College World Series is anything close to what we saw in the Super Regionals, and I don't mean what we saw with the last game, but there's two games yesterday were two blowouts. I don't mean that. But if it's close to what we saw with the Vanderbilt series, Vanderbilt and Duke, or the Oklahoma State-Texas Tech series, or the Florida State-LSU series, should be a great time. The College World Series is now set for the early game on Saturday, and I think that's 2 o'clock Eastern time, Michigan and Texas Tech. The late game on Saturday, I think 7 o'clock on that one, Arkansas and Florida State. And what could be an epic pitching duel on Sunday, Vanderbilt and Louisville is the early game at 2 o'clock. And then Mississippi State and Auburn, a little SEC deal in there at 7:30. So SEC, you have Auburn, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, and Arkansas. ACC, you have Louisville and Florida State. You have Big Ten, Michigan, and Big 12. With Texas Tech. So, should be a really good deal. Now, of the national seeds, oh, by the way, if I forgot to mention this, the 2-seed Louisville makes it through, the 5-seed Arkansas, 6-seed Mississippi State, 7th-seed Louisville, and 8-seed Texas Tech. So, 5 of the national seeds actually made it through. So, pretty good stuff there for the seeding part of it. With now, Vanderbilt becomes the favorite as the 2-seed out that way. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com is the people that I've signed a couple mortgages with. You can as well. With Prime Lending, I don't want to deal with .coms. I don't want to fill in a bunch of information online to people I don't know about. I don't want to call an 800 number in which I see I get someone who doesn't speak English and I'm not sure if they're even in this country or what part of the country. I don't want to do business like that when it comes to a mortgage. I want to be able to sit down in their office, sit down with people, shake hands, have them sit beside me, show me, walk me through. Here's options A, B, and C. Look at me. Look at my family. Know what I'm about. Know how many kids I got. What's my current situation? What's my current debt ratio? And look at all those kind of things and sit down and help me make the best decision. It's our great friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. These are people that, like I said, I've said this before, you'll see them at the dance recitals and the Little League softball games, Little League baseball games, and you see the church and your PTAs. They want to be there for you and help you out, be an advocate for you in this process. It's Prime Lending. Easy. Prime Lending offices everywhere and locally. Check them out online. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Open phone lines. I have the NCAA transfer news. A denial as far as a petition for immediate eligibility goes. And one school is going through a situation that I kind of knew that would happen. We'll tell you about those two situations right after this.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get a two-piece dinner combo for just $5.55. Or bring a friend and get 2 for $10. Each combo includes a leg and a thigh, a biscuit, a fixin', and a legendary iced tea. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Let's talk about low prices, unbeatable value, and the best experience available. Qualk here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you, Hendrick Honda's the way to go. The service department's top-notch, and their staff from service to finance always goes the extra mile. Hendrick Honda Easley is a six-time President's Award winner and the only 2018 winner in South Carolina. 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley or online at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. Want to restore your ride's shine? Our line of Chemical Guys Auto Detail products is exactly what you need to have your ride looking great. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hi, friends. This is Don Munson for Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. I'm almost embarrassed to tell you, for over 30 years, my wife and I slept on the same mattress. Well, thank heaven for Engineered Sleep. We went to their showroom and had a custom mattress built to our specs for half the cost. Our sleep has never been so good. So if you want the best night's sleep possible, go see the fine folks at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville, or check out their website, engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
I'm installing that cabin air filter you got.
Oh, thanks. The car smells like hot garbage.
I don't smell anything.
Well, your gym bag is a science project. That doesn't bother you.
Purelator Boss Premium Cabin Air Filter with Febreze Freshness?
Yep. It blocks odors while preventing mold and bacteria growth.
Odors from outside, not my workout gear.
I'll take what I can get.
Purelator Boss Premium Cabin Air Filters with Febreze Freshness. Available at Advance Auto Parts.
June 9th through the 15th is National Flag Week. Veteran-owned Easley Lawn and Garden reminds you to fly and maintain the flag with respect and honor. Millions have served and kept us free under the red, white, and blue. God bless America. From your friends at Easley Lawn and Garden.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife, Beth, and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made-from-scratch sides, and our low and slow Southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have. Low prices every day on every gallon of high-quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot. More saving. More do it. U.S. only. See store for details.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now, who's with me?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. First Class Halt. Their name says it all. First Class Halt. They make it easy on you because they have great convenient locations. If you notice, you're passing down I-85 over in Greenville, and you'll see their location there. If you notice in Anderson, just right off of I-85, right down off of Clemson Boulevard there, you see their location. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 6. They want to make this easy for you. If you're on a Honda, an Acura, a Lexus, or a Toyota, with their shuttle services, with their easy waiting rooms, with how convenient they are, with how quick they get their work done, they know that they strive for excellence in every single service. They know this with their reviews as far as making this an easy decision for you. when you find out something's wrong in your car, and or you don't know something's wrong in your car and it's making a bad noise or whatever, man, there's a lot of anxiety involved with that. I was telling you, I've dealt with first class halt and seeing it and reading the reviews, what people say about it as well. They take all that out of you. They're going to be upfront, honest. They're going to get it fixed right. They're going to prioritize. You know, a lot of times you'll have two or three things wrong. They're going to make sure they prioritize it right and tell you what you need right away compared to what you might be able to put off and do at a later date. All kinds of specials, monthly specials going on right now. Hey, if you're traveling in the summertime, they've got a great special right now. Normally $159.95. Now for just $89.95, a 32-point safety inspection, getting your car ready for that summer travel. Find out more at First Class Halt in Anderson, 260-9600. In Greenville, 297-1212. It's firstclasshalt.com. Mr. Orr 24, Tony Morrell at 805. I want to know from you, get your thoughts on the, about this. Two different scenarios that are going on in college football with transfers. For the third time this summer, or since the spring, the NCAA has denied players initial eligibility without sitting out, or immediate eligibility, I should say, immediate eligibility without sitting out based upon some sort of hardship. We find out earlier this summer that former Coastal Carolina offensive lineman Brock Hoffman, who transferred to Virginia Tech so he could be closer to his mother, who was dealing with complications after having a non-cancer brain tumor removed in April. He was denied immediate eligibility at Virginia Tech. Offensive lineman James Hudson was battling mental illness while at Michigan and transferred to Cincinnati. He was denied immediate eligibility because he never disclosed his illness to the Michigan administration. And now we find out here over the weekend that for the second time, Luke Ford was denied. This time an appeal was denied. Ford has a grandfather who has deteriorating health, and he wanted to let his grandfather see him play in person. And so he transferred closer to the University of Illinois. By the way, he had the same attorney that Justin Fields and Shea Patterson had for their immediate transfers, but the NCAA is not letting Ford become immediately eligible because the grandfather is not part of their, quote, nuclear family. Now, again, that's a, you know, it's a pretty big deal there, I would say. I told you during the break what Luke Ford should have said was that he also heard racial stuff at Georgia and was appalled by it, so that's why he's transferring out. Like almost everything else we do in the NCAA, the only consistency is wildly inconsistent reviews and actions of these things. Your thoughts on, and I told you this would be the case, once you start making exemptions and once you start taking appeals, and then everybody, you know, I told you before, I'm all for either let them all transfer without penalty or none transfer without penalty. Because Shea Patterson became immediately eligible at Michigan, and his attorney's case was that he was lied to by recruiting staffs and had no idea what was going on at Ole Miss, even though his brother was on the staff and everyone knew that Ole Miss was cheating. And so he becomes, he uses this lame brain cockamamie excuse, and then all of a sudden he's eligible. And like we saw with Justin Fields, who had some guy yell something in the stands at a football game, and he's immediately eligible. And Tate Martell, who got beat out, and he's immediately eligible. But yet people can have tumors and be failing health, and they're not eligible. Josh Belk was eligible. He had family members that were sick. I don't understand. What you do in this case now is, how sick is your parent? How sick is your grandparent? Is your grandparent more important than your parent? You see what I'm saying? We're wildly inconsistent because we opened this Pandora's box. Fair or not fair in that criticism?
So what would you like to do about it? What is your solution?
Either they're all eligible immediately or they're not all eligible immediately. Because what you're doing there is, okay, how big of a brain tumor? Oh, is it your paternal parent that you're really close to or your maternal parent that you're not really close to? I mean, these appear to be pretty similar circumstances, or at least, I mean, comparable in certain ways. or even less in certain ways. Would you rather your mom have a brain tumor or someone yell something at you? Would you rather your grandfather be ailing health or would you rather be beat out as a quarterback at Ohio State? I mean, it appears to be wildly inconsistent in who's immediately eligible and who's not immediately eligible.
Listen, you're right. It's wildly inconsistent, and the Pandora's box has been opened, and it's been opened now, and I don't think there's really any going back. So the next logical step is to make people eligible for a transfer immediately on a one-time basis. That feels like the next step, isn't it?
Maybe.
Because this is it's bad press for the NCAA right now. They're getting crushed, especially on the Luke Ford thing.
What then you have to say is this – man, I told you I've done this before. Once you make a rule, you got to abide by it. And that's why I like less rules. And then, but once you make, if you break away from that rule and you do open that Pandora's box, mm-hmm. boy, then you open yourself up to all kinds of subjectivity and then all kinds of criticism as a result of it. How close is Luke Ford and his grandfather? How sick is Luke Ford's grandfather? How far did Luke Ford's grandfather have to travel to see him play games? What's his travel condition? I mean, what's his? How long can he be out? What's his energy? I mean, all to be honest with you, Luke Ford's grandfather's health is none of our business, man. It's none of our business. And to be honest with you, I think he should have to sit out. But I think Justin Fields should have to sit out, and Tate Martell should have to sit out, and Shea Patterson should have to sit out too. But once you're going to let Shea Patterson play, and Justin Fields play, and Tate Martell play, then how can you look how can you look Luke Ford in the eye? Better yet, how can you look Brock Hoffman in the eye? Brock Hoffman's mom has a brain tumor removed. She's having complications. It's non-cancerous, thank goodness. So he wants to go back to Virginia. I look at me now and go, oh, yeah, by the way, you're not playing. I mean, even then, the whole
thing. Well, you want to. By your own admission, you want to say that.
I want to say it to everybody, though.
But why?
That way, because that way you don't open that up. Because now you're having to look Brock Hoffman in the eye and go, yes, Josh Fields is eligible. Someone said something about him in the stands that he didn't hear. I mean, Justin Fields. Someone in the stands said something that he didn't hear, but he's eligible. And Shea Patterson's brother was on the staff at Ole Miss, and he said they lied to him. And Tate Martell got beat out at Ohio State. And yes, they're eligible, but your mom has a tumor, and no, you're not eligible. That's crazy, man. All that's crazy to me. But this is what they got themselves into. And you're right, they look bad about doing it now. Look terrible about doing it now. There will be transfer reform. They're already working on it at some point in time. And quickly, because I got to get to the top of the hour and then I got to get Tony Morrell. The other part of this whole transfer thing is hitting, and it's hitting hard at another school. Have you seen the story about West Virginia?
I have not.
Three safeties transferring from the program, including the two starters at safety. That they have a new staff coming in, and this is something I told you that I thought would happen. Neil Brown comes in, and I guess these safeties don't like their new safety coach, but the two starters and another reserve have entered the transfer portal. So now at West Virginia, and I don't know the reasons why, but at West Virginia, now what you were counting on as two safeties that were, you know, maybe the strength of your program, in his first year, now Neil Brown, I mean, could that cost him a game? Maybe more than one game, two games, whatever. You attack him differently, who knows? And now all of a sudden you're faced with completely different circumstances than what you took over. Now if you're a West Virginia fan or West Virginia staff member, West Virginia, whatever, you know, you're looking at like, hey, wait a minute. When we make this thing, you know, anybody can transfer any time and go and be eligible, like we can do anything and say that. Now all of a sudden you don't like one coach. Now all of a sudden all your safeties are gone.
Is it those kids' fault? For not wanting to play for a coach they did not commit to?
No, not at all. Part of the game. But now they did sign an agreement to get a scholarship
from West Virginia under Dana.
All right.
Correct?
If those Yeah, but if those guys know they have to sit out a year, do they all transfer at that point in time? I don't know. I don't know the answer at Virginia. I mean, at West Virginia, I don't know all the details of it. I don't know why all of them transferred. Maybe there's something else other than Neil Brown or his defensive back coach. Maybe it's just a coincidence as three safeties. But starters are transferring, and would you
be a starter? But it's not as simple as that, though. It's different because it's a new coaching regime. It's an entirely new system, entirely new people in place. So it's not as simple as starters are transferring. I don't know why we're demonizing the kids in this situation.
Well, I don't even know if they even they might retain their secondary coach. I don't know. I don't know any of that stuff. I'm saying that when we start this whole thing of easing transfer requirements, this is the Pandora's box has opened up. That's what I'm saying. I'm not demonizing those kids. Don't get me wrong. I'm not. I don't. Maybe those kids have legitimate reasons and they're great. And I don't know. Maybe the coach is terrible. Maybe I don't know enough about that situation. But I can tell you that the transfer rules, the NCAA has screwed up the transfer rules, and it's pretty clear right now that's the case. When remember this too in basketball, Tevin Mack is now at his officially. Well, he didn't sign with I don't know. He might have signed with Virginia Commonwealth. Third, it's gonna be his fourth school in 5 years.
It's his third school that he's played for, right?
He played for, but he committed to Virginia Commonwealth before Shaka Smart left. I don't know, man. We'll talk much more about that. Hey, when we come back, Tony Morrell. The Gamecocks have a ton of commitments since we last talked. Hour number three after.